It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And I'll explain exactly what it's all about in just a moment. Before I do, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum. Now, with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store from any of their retail partners. And they've a load of retail partners. Easy Living Interiors, DID Electrical, Harvey Norman. The list is endless, to be quite honest. You can help with a purchase for anything. Home, electrical, health, beauty, or if you fancy something more adventurous, like a new bike. Anything. You can apply for credit with Home to buy that special thing that you want. And you can spread the payments over a period of time. And we would like to thank Home for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. Flexify Europe, trading as Home, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. So, let me tell you about this latest episode of Opinions Matter. It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and this is episode number 18. So how we come about this episode? When myself and Jeremy, or Katie, are in the studio, we go live on our Facebook page, and while the audience is building up on Facebook, we kind of sit here and shoot the breeze. We talk utter, total rubbish at times, but it's a bit of fun. And we take those first 10 minutes of the live show and put it into this podcast. So, on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, you will hear, for example, the absolutely ridiculous rules that Jeremy had for his wedding. What does eating the taco mean? And where in Ireland do you absolutely hate? What's the worst town, village or county in Ireland? All that and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, episode number 18. Let's start on Thursday.
There's one thing myself and Adrian disagree on. Well, actually, we disagree on most things. How do people feel about drinking daytime? You don't have a problem. Most people I know don't have a problem. Well, I have a big problem with drinking daytime.
When is daytime?
It gives me the yick. It gives me the yick when I see it.
When is daytime? Is when it's still bright?
Yes, that's daytime.
So in the middle of summer, you can't have a drink before half ten?
What are you shouting at me for?
Half ten at night?
Jesus, you incel, you. I just think...
So hang on, let me just clarify this. You get the ick.
I get the ick.
If somebody is having a drink, an alcoholic drink, in daylight.
I remember when myself and...
I love nothing more than sitting in a beer garden, for example.
Don't. I'd say you don't.
Sitting in a beer garden, having a beer, there is nothing nicer.
I can't think of anything worse than a beer garden. Beer gardens give me the ick as well.
As well?
Oh, beer gardens.
Beer gardens rock, especially on a hot sunny day.
I remember the first time myself and Adrian went to Ibiza together and we were visiting, I'll never forget this, we were visiting different apartments, giving out tickets for our live show, and we went to this... We went to this block of apartments in San Antonio in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. Which it was literally like Finglas in the sun. It was rough.
And that was an insult to Finglas, now, in fairness.
There was an Iceland there. There was a Lidl. There was an Aldi. Anyway, this was like 1 o'clock in the day. 1 o'clock now. We went into this apartment complex in San Antonio, and they were all sitting by the pool drinking.
What else are you doing while you're on your holidays?
I'm sorry.
Well, but then we have issues.
But we don't go away on holiday.
Oh, you better believe it. I wouldn't even go to Dublin Airport with you.
But why would you go to Dublin Airport if we were not travelling together?
I just wouldn't be. I wouldn't be near the place with you.
I just find it.
Yeah, there, Iggy, dead right. A few beers at the barge on a boiling day, you can't beat it. I absolutely love that.
On the barge,
down at the barge pub, down at the canal.
Oh, sorry, the pub.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't touch that pub with a barge pole.
I mean, there is nothing nicer.
No. I'm sorry.
But now you're giving me the goo. It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm going to have to sit outside the White Sands Hotel and consume a pint of beer before you leave here today.
That's why, my good sir. Yes.
My good sir.
Yeah.
My good,
that's why you are banned from... You know Adrian's banned from giving blood? If you go into any of the...
That's not true. Stop making up shit. The fact of the matter is, you get the ick from people drinking in the daytime.
Yeah, I do. I just don't. Oh, look, our friend Pauly.
Yeah, Pauly agrees. Yeah, Pauly, send us a voice note there about.
No, he can't do that.
Why?
No, he couldn't.
Pauly
couldn't send us a voice note.
He does from time to time.
Yeah, but that's off air. He's very famous.
Oh, right, okay. Well, anyway, answer me this question. Is Jeremy barking up the wrong tree here? Is there nothing nicer on a nice sunny day?
That's a loaded question.
What?
That's a load. You're leading that question, okay? You're like your woman, that blondie one that wrecks my head. What's her name?
Who? What blondie one?
The blondie one.
Bonnie Blue.
No, how do you know Bonnie Blue is?
Who?
The other one, the blondie one. Sorry, Mr. Tramp is my boss.
Oh, your woman.
Caroline.
Oh, Caroline Levis or whatever.
She's riding a man the same age as you.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
And she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
She's married to like an OAP.
Yeah.
You're loading the question by saying, hey, here's what I just said. It's great to have a drink in the middle of the day.
Does anyone agree with me? There is nothing nicer than having a beer in the beautiful sunshine,
having a blowjob in the beautiful sunshine.
No, why did you have to go down that road?
You literally said, hang on a second.
There is nothing nicer than having a beer in the sunshine on a lovely day.
And I said there is, having a blowjob on a sunny day.
No, nobody does that.
Yes, they do.
As we're recording this episode of Opinions Matter.
The phone's ringing, hang on. Hey, Bonnie. How are you? I'm not interested. Sorry, Bonnie.
Outside, all week it's been nice weather, yeah? Okay, we're recording this podcast, I can see out our window.
You always know Adrian's getting the goo for a drink because he starts stuttering when he wants to drink.
As I look out the window, I can see the sun. It's a beautiful day. Now you've given me the goo.
I just think there's a time and a place for everything. And we didn't even, at our wedding, we didn't allow the bar to be open until later on.
Really?
I shouldn't have told that story, actually. We wiped it out of the podcast.
So hang on.
No, wipe it out of the podcast.
No, I will not. So Jeremy's wedding. No, the sun is still shining. Keep that bar closed. Oh, you're a clown of a man. Absolute clown of a man.
No, we decided that we didn't want drunk people at our... Oh, no, this is going to sound wrong.
Here, Joe.
Adrian, I don't think that alcoholics in AA would agree with you.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful. Words matter, buddy.
There you go. Adrian's cancelled by the alcohol.
Sorry about that, Joe. Sorry, most people are able to drink in moderation. Most people are able to have... I'll read a message.
Yeah, you're not one of them, though.
I'll read a message from Emma. She said, a lot of me and my friends will drink daytime now instead because nighttime isn't safe anymore.
Would you stop?
No, there you go.
Would you stop?
Out early, home early.
Sorry, I know Emma. That woman doesn't go home till 3 o'clock in the morning. You dope.
What?
You dope. She's an all-nighter.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, she's an up all-nighter. Yep. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is... Sorry, did anybody agree? Amanda, is there anyone agreeing with me?
Not one. Not one, except maybe Joe, who maybe has issues, I don't know. So other than Joe, does anybody agree with me? There is nothing nicer than a daytime drink in the sun.
Anyway, getting back to my wedding, which was a...
where there was no alcohol before the sun went down.
So our wedding was quite a...
Oh, don't start with this salubrious affair shite.
No, I realise I don't even know what that word means.
Yeah.
It was quite an exclusive.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was. So that magazine, what's it called? VIP magazine had the exclusive photographs for our wedding.
Exclusive photographs?
But they robbed them off Facebook. No, but we had decided, our wedding planner said to us, do you want the bar to open during the day? And we said, no, we'll have light refreshments until after.
Oh, God.
We'll have light refreshments until the dinner is had. And we gave one glass of alcohol. We gave a glass of cava, which is a very light wine. A lot of you wouldn't ever drink cava. But it's basically, it's like West Coast Cooler. Isn't that what it's like?
It's horrible. Piss.
What? So they had a glass of cava with the dinner, and then we opened the bar after. I just didn't want anybody drunk at my wedding. That's why you weren't invited. You are literally... What's that breathing? Is that your breathing or my breathing?
Can I tell you, that's why I'm glad.
What are you glad about?
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, because you got out of having to buy me a present.
What?
You got out of having to buy me a present.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. No, I just didn't want...
But can I just tell you, by the way, there's not one person agrees with you on this. Not...
I don't...
There, Cathy, light refreshments. When you get a grip of yourself... It is not for you to dictate to other people whether they can have a drink.
There is when they're at my wedding, believe it or not. We also banned salt from the wedding.
Salt?
Yeah, we banned salt. Oh, it's a big issue.
Salt?
There's a big issue about that.
What was the salt barred for?
So... I'm going to be on the sofa tonight. My MIL.
Yeah.
Lovely woman.
Lovely woman,
lovely
yeah.
woman. The nicest MIL you could ever ask for, yeah? But she's partial to salt.
But she sits there just...
No, just lick it off the back of her hand.
She likes salt in her food.
She likes salt. Now, I have a problem with salt in restaurants.
What's your problem?
If I go into a restaurant and there's cruets of salt on the table, I walk back out.
Why?
Scum. Because the restaurants I go to, the food is Michelin star food.
No, it's not. You wouldn't even get inside the door. Look at the state of you. Do you think any Michelin star rep let you in the front door?
So, anyway, the restaurants I go to, the food is cooked.
You're dressed like Zelensky today. Because you're not wearing a tie. Isn't that what Trump said? Or the other fella?
I will when the war is over.
Yeah, he's right.
There you go. Well, when the war between you and me is over, I'll put a tie on, okay? So, anyway, I... asked the restaurant where we were having our afters to remove the cruets from the tables because I think salt and pepper on a table looks crass. See, I grew up in a house like
I have to tell you, Mr. Dixon, your wedding actually sounds like watching paint dry. Have you ever watched paint dry? It's a tedious
job. Why would you watch paint dry? You don't need to.
Because look, this is all you do. When you're watching paint dry, you just sit there like that. Look,
no, you don't.
Why staring at the paint.
No,
that's it.
No, you don't. You move on to the next wall.
No. Watching paint dry is so boring.
But that's not what you do when you paint. When you paint a wall,
you watch it dry. That's what your wedding was like.
You don't have to know, but most paint, by the way, that you buy is fast drying paint. It literally dries. Like, you literally go, yeah?
But then it is, because everyone at your wedding would have been, Jesus, is this over yet?
So there was no...
Salt?
Yeah.
There was no...
Sorry, there's a message from Amanda there, I'm terrified. That could say anything, I'm terrified. Do you want to play that? No, it's there.
Oh, it's there. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we're playing messages unfiltered now. Amanda's not even listening to them, so...
Okay, here we go. This is from another Amanda.
Could be anything.
Here's a quick one for you, lads.
Yeah, go on.
Everyone look up Miss Rachel's husband. Do you know the YouTuber Miss Rachel? Look up her husband. Image of Jeremy, like twins.
Let's have a look.
So his name is Aaron Akou. I don't even know who Miss Rachel is.
Miss Rachel's husband? Aaron. No, he doesn't look like Jeremy. Oh, there actually is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there is a resemblance,
it's right. It's literally me.
Oh. But it's not actually you.
No, it's not.
Well, no, the only resemblance really is the...
the lack of hair.
The very, very high hairline.
Oh, God, it is me. Anyway, the bottom line... Thanks for stalking me, by the way, Amanda. The bottom line is no salt, no drink. At my wedding. Anyway, the mother-in-law will not eat food without salt.
Right. And so what did she do then?
So I thought it would be an insult to the chef if the chef came out and she was pouring salt over. Like,
so because she likes salt, you barred the salt?
Yeah, because I didn't want, in the wedding photographs, all our wedding photographs were done by a celebrity for wedding photographer.
It wasn't, it was some cheap Spaniard.
Yep. Why are you shitting on my wedding?
Oh, I hear everybody else is shitting on your wedding as well.
Why are you shitting on my wedding? So we removed the cruets.
Oh, you pretentious prick.
I blame my mother. So we grew up in a house.
Grew up in a house, well done.
Yes, where you weren't allowed to have cans of soft drink on the table for dinner. Or a bottle.
Really?
Or ketchup.
Or ketchup?
None of that was allowed on the table.
Oh, Jesus.
No. My mother had a big problem.
I'd have been in detention permanently.
My mother said it's quite working class. It is, in fairness. It's like
to have ketchup on the table.
It's like Jim Royal, the Royal Family. Do you ever see a clip of the Royal Family?
I guarantee you, if I went out to your house, there's ketchup on the table for dinner.
No, at this time. No, sure, we're not even eating dinner at this time.
When you're having dinner, I guarantee you use ketchup.
No, you will not find ketchup on our table. You will not find any condiments on our table at all. And you certainly won't find... I remember...
I was feeling sorry for the wedding guests. Now I'm feeling sorry for your kids.
Oh, no. It's a very happy household. Very happy household. I just, when you walk into a house, yeah,
mm-hmm.
nothing says Finglas like walking into a kitchen and there's a 2 litre bottle of Coke on the table. But it's not even Coke. In Finglas, it's always the, you know, the Aldi version of Coke. Cack, is that what it's called? Middle aisle Coke.
Oh.
Because Coca-Cola is so expensive. On that note, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole, but I've made myself look like a complete prick.
You've made yourself look like a complete prick.
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't you? Why don't you ever tell me to shut up, Jeremy? This is not a good look. Stop talking.
I probably should have said that. But I probably should have.
You do, because you just want to get gold out of me. Isn't that what it is? Anyway, you enjoy your dinner today, guys, with your salt all over it and your 2 litre bottle of Coke on the table.
And Heinz ketchup.
And your ashtray in the middle of the table.
Ah,
well.
No, that's disgusting.
Oh, finally. It took us 20 minutes.
No, that is disgusting.
Something.
I agree with you on that.
Have you ever been in a house where someone has an ashtray?
I used to, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you used to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. I used to know people who did.
Name names.
Well, my granny used to.
She's dead now, so you can name her. Go on. What's her name?
Granny.
What's her name? Rosie.
Rosie, that was my granny's name.
Is it?
No.
Anyway, Rosie Kennedy, shame on you. Shame on you.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We're here early today, ladies and gentlemen, given it's the start of a banker. And
nobody calls them bankers.
Everybody calls it a banker.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Banker. We've had this. Actually, we had this conversation the last bank holiday weekend on the Friday when you said, oh, it's a banker. And everybody, if you recall, replied, no, don't be such a tosser. Nobody calls it a banker.
Well, I do. Free speech.
Yeah.
You're a fool. Have we not got free speech in this country anymore?
Man. Anyway, welcome to the banker.
Are you listening? What's his name?
Whose name?
He's always out marching for free speech.
Who?
Our buddy, the solicitor.
What's his Maliki.
Name? Maliki. You listen to Maliki. Adrian's trying to curb my free speech.
It's a banker.
Yeah, free speech. I'll call it a banker.
Banker.
Anyway, it's the Friday of a banker, and we're getting out of here ASAP. We don't want to be here talking to you assholes on a Friday afternoon.
Can I just say something?
No, you can't say
free
speech.
I need to say something.
No. Free speech.
Okay, this whole project that we're involved in.
How does he know that?
What?
John just said, don't forget the rocket. John, you're actually right.
The rocket has gone to the moon.
How does he know that?
I don't know.
That's really weird.
That is a bit weird, John.
Because that is something that we always forget, the rocket. Now, nobody will know what that even means. It's a button we have to press.
Yeah.
That's called the rocket.
And it's called the rocket.
How would he possibly know that?
I don't know. That's weird.
That's freaking me out.
That is.
John, did you break into our studio one night and
have a look at our rocket?
No, but I'm not joking. How does he know that?
Because you have said it before.
Huh? But who would pick up on that?
Bizarre.
John did. Anyway,
John, the rocket is sorted. The rocket has fired.
It's up into space.
Everything's in line.
Hey, Elon.
And
hey, Elon.
The MIDI is sorted as well.
Yeah, Elon's rocket.
Yeah. Anyway, how are we all? How are you all?
Yeah, we're
sorry,
good.
What were you about to ask?
Does anybody know what this expression means? Adrian never heard this expression before, and I said it a few minutes ago. Eating the taco.
Now, I know what a taco is.
I don't like tacos.
I'm not a fan
and
myself.
And I don't like the other ones either.
Which?
That are wrapped with all the beans.
Ah, Jesus, no.
What are those beans?
Mank, that's what they are.
The
no, they're just mank.
Fava beans, are they? That's Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
I don't like burritos.
Yeah, no, I hate all that shit.
I don't.
Anyway, sorry, the expression.
Now, I do like, I have to say, I like enchiladas. I make very nice enchiladas.
Yeah.
I like quesadillas.
Yeah, no. No.
I like chimichangas.
No.
Do you not like chimichangas?
No.
You have a very limited palate.
I do. Anyway.
Does anybody know what eating the taco is?
Oh, John does.
John, you're actually spot on. That's what it is. No, but that's exactly, if you were to look it up in a dictionary, I assume. Well, your laugh is horrible. Jeez, you gave up smoking. You gave up smoking about 20 years ago and you still have a smoker's laugh.
I've never heard...
Don't give it a
read John's message.
I don't want to read it out loud though, because my mother's listening today.
Okay, sorry. The expression was
eating the taco. So
what does that actually mean? Does anybody know what that means? John Weldon does know.
Now, my mother doesn't know what it is. Because
well, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Because I tell you why. Because myself and my lovely wife,
yeah,
were out for a Mexican. We like Mexican food.
Very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like an enchilada.
Yeah, yeah,
and stuff like that, and frozen margarita.
And you said to your mother,
"No, no, that's not what happened. Don't change the story."
Right, go on.
So we were out for a meal a couple of weeks ago on a lovely Mexican restaurant in opposite to George, Acapulco.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Beautiful Mexican restaurant. And my mom texts me that night as she regularly does. Where are you? And I says, I'm out with the wife and the mistress. I'm in Acapulco.
And I'm eating the taco.
No, and she texts him back and she says, I hope you're not eating tacos.
Oh, so maybe...
No,
well,
no,
but it was opposite the George.
Oh, there's lots of eating tacos.
In the George, perhaps.
Or no, is it not just kebabs?
What?
Is it not just kebabs?
No, there's tacos and everything.
No, I think it's just kebabs.
Everything goes in the George.
No, you're a fool
of a man. Anyway, does anybody know what that expression means, eating the taco? Because we were talking about a lady that we know who would be of...
Oh.
What?
There's another expression. Oh. Now, don't mention...
Who's that?
Don't mention the person's name, because she may not want her sexuality exposed.
Right, okay, no exposure.
But this person who just texted in, who... I believe I'm well familiar with.
Yeah.
Eats the taco.
Oh.
Oh yeah, she'd be very fond of Mexican food.
Oh right, so loves eating taco.
But she calls it eating the cooch.
Hmm.
Mm. Want to put a bit of Tabasco on that cooch?
Mm. Okay. Nobody seems to know what eating the taco means. And we were talking about a friend of ours who would be.
Well, so fairness, you haven't eaten the taco since the '80s.
I don't like taco. It's just not my thing.
Do you like kebab?
Huh?
Do you like? Would you eat a shish?
Partial to a bit of kebab.
Do you eat the shish kebab?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, nobody seems to know what it means. Eating the taco, what does that actually mean?
It's an expression for basically eating a woman.
What?
No, I don't mean eating the whole part of her. Like, I don't mean...
What,
like,
taking a bite out of her arm?
Out of her arm and some Jeffrey Dahmer stuff. But yeah, it's for want of a better expression, when you go down on a woman, be you male or female.
Yeah.
Do women go down on women?
I would have thought so if you're in a lesbian relationship.
I don't know. A lot of people are very.
Anyway, the point of this conversation was we were talking about a friend of ours that is a lesbian.
Allegedly, a lesbian. Yeah.
And we were wondering, would she know what that expression meant?
Eating the taco.
Yeah.
And I assume they would.
I don't think so.
What's the male equivalent of eating the taco?
Munching the sausage.
Oh, God.
I think. Or something like that.
What's your favourite brand of sausage, by the way? We need to talk about that someday.
Oh, no, I do have a favourite brand.
Myself and my wife have rows about many things, like most marriages.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we row constantly about is we both like a different brand of sausage.
Oh, really?
What, yeah.
What's your preferred?
Well, I'll give you hers first.
Yeah, go on.
So she likes Rudd's.
Ah.
She spat on me there. Yeah. She likes Rudd's.
Said nobody ever.
Or Clonakilty.
Oh, Clonakilty I can go for,
she likes Rudd's or Clonakilty. Yeah.
And you're...
I'm Denny Gold Blend.
No.
No, I know. It's working class.
It is. It absolutely is.
It's a council estate sausage.
The best sausage in the country, and you can still get them. Even though it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super Quinn sausages. They're the best in the country.
They are, yeah.
And you can still get them even though Super Quinn doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, you said that already.
Super Quinn sausages. Oh.
Eating the cooch. And the problem is...
Yeah. No, Cairns aren't the best, John. No.
I'm a bit fond as well, I have to say. So Rudd's, I'll take her, David.
No.
Clonakilty. I do like Denny Gold Blend.
No. No, they're literally peasant sausages.
They are, aren't
they? Yeah, they are.
Literally kids in Finglas walking around eating them, isn't there? Yeah. We have me Denny's Gold Blend sausage.
Go on, and what else?
Oh, the other one. What's the other one called? Oh, God. I only got them the other day. There's way too many brands of sausages, by the way, isn't there? Like, in my local Dunn's...
What? Tesco sausages? No!
In my local Dunn's, there's a whole aisle just for sausages.
It's just sausages.
It's ridiculous. There's no need for... oh, Jesus... Hang on. Irish sausages. So Clonakilty.
Yep.
What are Cairns.
No.
Have you ever had Cairns?
No.
Old Housen. I like Old Housen.
They are nice. And I'll give you that.
You give me your sausage.
And the other ones I like, the Dublin ones.
The Dublin ones?
Oh, what are they called? They make little burgers as well. What are they called?
Walsh's.
No.
What?
Oh, actually, I have some Walsh's spice burgers in the freezer. Oh.
Nobody cares.
No, the ones who make the little burgers. What are they called? They're from the city centre.
No idea.
They make sausages as well and little burgers.
Nope. No idea.
Hang on. Dublin sausages. Dublin.
We're wasting too. You said we weren't going to have bullshit.
I know. But
we're talking about sausages and.
Dublin sausages. Granby's.
Oh, Granby's. This will do, by the way.
No need.
What?
It's all boxed off.
For next.
No. Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, Granby's sausages.
Anyway, next week we're going to do a full hour about your favourite brand of sausage.
But we've just done
honestly, it causes a row because I refuse to bring home Rudd's. Refuse to bring them home.
Nobody brings them home. Even Mr. Rudd.
Paul.
Yeah, he doesn't even bring them home.
Does he own that?
I don't know.
But he's the only person.
Granby. Yeah, no, I get it. It's Granby burgers and okay. Granby sausages. They're lovely.
Okay. Anyway, it's time to eat the taco.
Okay, are we ready, ladies and gentlemen?
By the way, if it does look like a taco, I'd go and see a doctor.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
By the way.
Yeah, by the way.
I can't think of anything worse.
You can't think of anything worse?
Than living there.
Why?
One of our listeners, who remained, and definitely this listener has to remain nameless, was commenting on our social media, and it said where he lives. See, do we have changed the gender?
Yes, very good,
Jim. Not traceable. So it was originally a woman. We've changed it to a man now. So he, inverted commas. I hate people that do that, by the way.
What?
When they say something like
air quotes.
They do air quotes, yeah. Shut up. Lives in a certain town, yeah?
Yep.
And I can't think. I have to be honest. I'm going to put my foot down here. I'd sleep in a shop doorway before I live in that town. I have to be honest.
Why? What's wrong with the town?
Oh, have you ever been to that town?
No.
Actually, very, very quickly, ladies and gentlemen, very quickly, where's the worst place in Ireland that you would want to live? Because that's that place there.
Yeah, to be up there, all right.
Certain towns that I've driven through where it's just depressing. Another one. Now, we're not going to mention this, but one of our listeners who's male, lives in a certain town. And I've been to this town before. In fact, the only reason I was ever in this town, yeah, and the only reason anybody would ever have for being in that town is to go for a piss. So I was driving to, we can't even say where I was driving to because it'll give away.
Yeah, we would.
So I was driving to B.
To B?
I was leaving point A.
Yeah, and you were driving to B.
Which is my house, yeah?
Yeah.
And I was driving to B, yeah? And you pass through that county to get to B, and I was dying for a piss, as often happens. And I saw the sign for that town and I pulled off and I did a wee on the side of the street of
this town.
Of said town. And I was standing on the main street of this town looking at it going, my God, imagine your life coming to this, that you're living in this place. Mount Mellick, there's another one.
Oh yeah, that's a dive, yeah.
Yeah, absolute dive.
Send us a message on WhatsApp or on Facebook to let us know what place in Ireland you would just never want to live in.
Sorry, let me preface that, Adrian, by saying not county, because that's a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, like Leitrim. Now, there's a Carrickton. Shannon is a great town.
Shannon said Dublin. That's ridiculous. So if we offered you a house in Malahide, you wouldn't live there. Would you bite me other one, would you? So Dublin is such a big place.
The worst place in Ireland to live would be next door to Jeremy.
Actually, I think you'll find. Jeez, I just got a dry spell in the back of my throat.
That's nice.
I think you'll find, Sean, that my neighbours, both sides Of where I live are both professional people, by the way, high earning professionals.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On my right, we have a surgeon.
A surgeon?
No, he's a tree surgeon.
Oh, right.
No, but he's a surgeon.
Slightly different.
Sorry, don't laugh at that job. Sorry, it says you, a podcaster. Like, sorry, how many years did you have to go to college to do what you do here? Podcast.
Anyway.
Anyway, I have a tree surgeon to the right of me.
Yeah.
Joker to the left.
Joker to the left.
No, I've actually got a HR professional to the left of me. So HR to the left, surgeon to the right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely love living next door to me. Indians across from me.
Indians across from you.
Which is always great because they share food with us.
Shannon says, I wouldn't live in Malahide if I was given 10 houses.
Well, can I just say to you, nobody
is going to offer you 10 houses.
Now, Grace, you know, Grace will talk like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She will live in Ballyborough.
Oh, Ballyborough. Okay.
Because she, by the way, did you press the other thing?
Oh, which other thing?
Oh, I bet you didn't.
That's it.
Oh, you did, yeah. She says, Ballyborough is an absolute shithole. I couldn't even tell you where Ballyborough is.
It's in Cavan.
Let's see. Jamie has been on. And by the way, we don't mean to cause it. Well, we probably do mean to cause offence because we wouldn't have brought this up had we not meant. If you are from any of these places, don't take offence to what we're saying. But Jamie says a Thai, County Kildare. I can't badmouth that because I have family in a Thai.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
It is a kip, though. It's a dive of a town. It is.
Lovely, too. Lovely people.
No.
It's a dive of a town. Lovely people. Finglas. Says Emma.
Oh, Emma. I met Emma the other night, actually.
Oh, where'd you meet Emma
the other night? At my gig the other night, yeah.
Oh, she cheated on me. She used to go to my gig.
Yeah, your gig. Mine's far superior, you see. Yeah, far superior.
So she was at your gig?
Yeah.
Jesus, I literally feel cheated on. Fuck you, Emma.
It's not very nice.
Finglas, anywhere in Finglas. Is there any nice part of Finglas?
Yeah, East Finglas is nice.
That's Glasnevin. That's Glasnevin.
Yeah, Finglas East.
Diane says Clondalkin is a lovely place. We're not talking about lovely places.
Yeah, we're talking about Kips.
Yeah. Brian says Jeremy living beside HR. That's a case waiting to happen. You're not far wrong, actually. I tend to get changed in my bedroom with the blinds open.
Oh?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because we have slats.
Slats?
Yeah, very posh slats. Kind of like a Tudor house, you know, an old
slats.
I've slats. We've slats over the windows, yeah. And I would often leave the slats open, or my wife would leave her slats open in the morning time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd often get changed with the blinds and the slats open. You can't be done for that. No, if you walk around your house, you never had naked house days.
No, I haven't actually. Funny enough, no.
Have you not?
No.
I'm sure there's loads of people listening to the show right now who have naked. Have you never? Honestly, all joking aside. Now, obviously, it's when your wife is out because she sent me a message there saying she finds you, what was the word?
Physically repugnant.
Repulsive, actually, she used the word. Yeah, probably the same. But have you never walked around the house naked?
No.
I do workouts. But my wife, when the kids are in school, my wife is out earning a wage for us.
Yeah.
I will work out in the nude.
Ew.
Have you never done that?
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, absolutely. Have you never done bicep curls in the nude?
No.
Have you ever done bicep curls?
No.
Look. Oh, God. Emma's been back on. She says, Adrian's music is much better.
There you go.
Can I just say, I've been to Adrian's gigs.
No, you haven't been to that, and that's a little... No. You've not been to one of my Music Bingo gigs.
Blatant lie.
Brilliant nights entertainment.
Sorry, I asked Adrian 2 weeks ago, did he know who Sabrina Carpenter was? And he said, oh yeah, it's your woman that sings, why do birds suddenly appear? Yeah. Is that her ma, by the way? Someone told me that the other day.
Who? Karen Carpenter? No, Karen Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah.
Is her ma? Why do you... No. I think it is.
She's dead years.
But so your mother can be dead. Like that's
No, she's dead donkey's years.
I think she is her mother.
She's dead longer than Sabrina's been around.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, no, it's not Karen Carpenter's daughter.
Orla is in Dubai at the moment.
Oh, look at the weather.
Look at the weather. There's a lot of cranes there. Now, I have to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, and don't take offence to this if you're Muslim, because it's not an anti-Muslim thing. I'm all down with the Muslims.
Very good.
Very, very good friends in the Muslim community, so I have. But if you gave me a free trip to Dubai, I wouldn't go.
Would you not?
Oh, no, I have a big problem with Dubai.
Why? What's the problem?
First of all, my wife will refuse to go there, yeah?
Right.
Because she says she won't go anywhere where she's treated like a second-class citizen.
Fair enough.
Yet she lives in a house with me. She's literally a third-class citizen in my house. But I just think don't women get treated crap there?
No.
Oh, no, I know women that have gone there on holidays and they've walked into a shop and all the men get served before women get served and stuff like that. Is that not true? And I won't go to a country where I can't tap my wife on the arse and not get in trouble for her. You can't tap them on the arse there. She can't.
Why do you want to do that?
I regularly, when I'm walking down the road or whatever, I'll regularly tap her on the bum and say, that's mine. That's mine.
Now, if I were do to, you know how creepy that sounds?
Well, no, she's my wife. I'm not talking
that's
about,
mine.
No, yeah, that's
mine.
Ah, yeah, just every now and then I like to be a bit of. We probably edit this bit out of the podcast.
I think you should.
I think we should.
I think you should not continue.
No, but every year.
That's mine.
Ah, yeah, that's mine. Yeah, yeah. But sure, that's what it said in the vows. She's mine.
She's yours.
Yeah, and I'm
you
hers.
Own her.
Yeah, and I, and she owns me and I own her.
Does she obey you?
No, she doesn't obey me. I tried to. But anyway, if I were to walk down the beach in Dubai, what's the beach in Dubai called? Sunny Beach, let's just say.
Is there even a beach in Dubai?
I don't know. Anyway, if I were to walk down the beach in Dubai and I was to tap my wife on the bum and go, hey, baby, you're mine. You're mine.
So you own her.
Own is a very strong word because that would mean I'd have to sell her. No, I don't own her, but
yet you would pat her on the arse and say that's mine.
My wife likes physical contact.
Would you not hold her hand instead of patting her on the arse?
I'd rather die than hold someone's hand. I hate that whole holding hands thing. But I'd often whisper in her ear as well, like if we're in a shop or something like that in the queue, and I'd go up behind her and go, tonight, baby, I'm gonna get freaky with you.
Weirdo.
What's weird about that?
That's weird.
Tonight, baby, I'm going to get freaky with you.
Do you actually say that?
I've said that.
And does that work for her?
And I never end up getting freaky. I never end up getting freaky. But anyway, I wouldn't go to
Dubai
because, number one, they treat women not as first-class citizens, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I can't pat my wife on the arse if I want.
Which is something you desperately need to do, isn't
like,
it?
Like, what would happen to you? I like Nookie on the beach.
You'd like Nookie on the beach?
I like Nookie
on the
beach.
Yeah, you wouldn't be doing this in Dubai
so
now.
So what would happen? There's many beaches around the world. Ask me a beach and I'll tell you if I had Nookie on it or not.
Killiney Beach.
No, it's all stones. Jesus, that'd be the most uncomfortable ride of your life.
British Bay.
Always too busy. Keep going. Go on.
Portmarnock, here, right across the road from us.
Oh, let's just say the sands were very white that day. Let's just say. Have you never done it in the dunes in Portmarnock?
No.
Sorry, it wasn't the dunes, it was a girl called June. Anyway, you can't have sex on the beach in Dubai, yeah?
Yeah, but it's like
if you're a woman, you can't be served first in a shop. And as well,
but what's the problem?
It just looks all fake, doesn't it? All these big buildings. And what were you
fake.
Doing there?
On a holiday.
A warder just said you couldn't afford it. Well, no, that should have been point number one.
The only thing I liked about Dubai was the big tall building going up the top of that. That was great.
The Burj Khalif.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Other than that, no, did nothing for me.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.